This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. We really, really, really have a lot to talk about, so let's get to work. Some of the things we're going to be discussing is ISIS has claimed responsibility for the horrible Manchester concert attack in which 22 are dead, including an 8-year-old girl, and they have identified the key suspect. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about the Las Vegas doctor, Dr. Ben Chung. Many of you have asked me to comment on what had been going on. Dr. Ben Chung had been arrested for multiple sex acts that occurred while he had drugged female patients, even filming some of them as well, and hence being accused of rape. His verdicts are in, and I was the doctor that fired him 10, 11 years ago. And many of you have asked what happened, what was going on. And so to the best of my recollection, I'll talk to you about the case. And I had to wait until, you know, the jury was able to decide and make their verdict. And so I'll answer some of your questions on that. It was it's a shame and a major embarrassment to the medical profession. So we'll tell you about that. We got Trump's $4.1 trillion budget. Many people are concerned about the safety nets and certain things that are getting cut. But we'll talk about what's going on there. We also have, you know, some very interesting data on people addicted to opioids. Apparently, 1 in 4 people know somebody who is addicted to narcotics. That's a lot. So, where are we going with the fight on opiate addiction, which, again, is debatable whether it's an opioid, you know, addiction because of funsies or is it because we have that many people in chronic pain? I'm going to talk about that. The botulism case that happened after eating nacho cheese sauce has already taken its first fatality. One person has died. 9 others are still hospitalized after contracting botulism from eating the nacho cheese. So we're going to talk about that. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Been never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. In a few minutes, we are going to be joined by Justin Barclay from News Radio WOOD 1300, West Michigan Live's morning anchor. Can't wait to talk to him and get his take on what's going on. So, this attack is just, again, another example of why ISIS needs to be completely decimated and stopped. And, apparently they're now chanting, celebrating, all right, after the Manchester Arena attack. Manchester Arena is huge, located north of London. And ISIS has claimed responsibility for the terror attack. This has been the worst attack on their soil since, I believe, July 7th. 22 people killed, almost 60 wounded. An 8-year-old girl was unfortunately affected as well, was killed. But what we're hearing today is that there were tweets that appeared to predict the suicide bombing. According to Daily Mail, Twitter has since confirmed the tweet that was put out, I believe, a day or two prior. No, yeah, May 22nd. It was put out prior. A hashtag Islamic State, hashtag Manchester Arena, UK British, are you forget our threat? This is the just terror. And I believe that was posted prior to the attack. And I believe there was another tweet as well that they say two tweets appeared to predict the suicide bombing. The other was Manchester Arena, and then I can't read the wordage, and a symbol. We are now being told these were, it's an unverified, I guess, account, but that this was posted 4 hours before the attack. And then we now see some jihadists and people celebrating what happened. Now, Twitter did shut down about 125,000 ISIS-linked accounts last year and said it was hiring more staff to police terrorist propaganda and improve algorithms to find hateful material. Rather than shutting down ISIS, I mean, I'm not sure of the best way to do this, but, you know, if they're actually putting these tweets out there to go, I'm going to get you. It's very fascinating, the mind of a sicko and a sick group of people that want to kill. But many of them like to do a battle cry. And this battle cry that supposedly they left was 4 hours ago, was 4 hours prior. And so, we need to, and now, mind you, you know, they could get smart and go, you know what, we're not going to do the battle cry, we're just going to do it. But if this kind of stuff is being put out there on the internet, why aren't we catching it? Now, mind you, okay, I mean, we don't have Twitter here to defend itself. I mean, you know, are people all the time, you know, posting things like, I'm going to get you JCPenney or I'm going to get you Fuddruckers? I mean, are people putting stupid stuff like that? Nothing happens. And so they would go crazy trying to chase down every little bit. The other thing also is, you know, we've seen this in movies all the time, decoys. You know, somebody has a distraction out there. People will go after the distraction. Meanwhile, they could just very easily go ahead and then attack where they want to attack. But here they are 4 hours prior actually saying they're going to attack the Manchester Arena. And it got missed. So, we're going to be talking more about this in the next coming segment with Justin Barclay. But let me see. We have the name of the person who was the main suspect. They said the suicide bomber has been named Salman Abedi. Police are now probing whether the attacker was a lone wolf, or a part of a terror cell. And Salman Abedi, from what we understand, was 23 years old. He was British-born, and he was heard chanting Islamic prayers loudly in the street outside his home in the south of the city. And so we're still getting more and more information on how he did this, but 23-year-old, British-born, ISIS sympathizer. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're right back. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So joining us today, who unfortunately has to report on these horrific cases all the time, is Justin Barkley from News Radio WOOD Morning Anchor. Justin, thank you again for coming back. We really appreciate it.
Hey, Doc. It's good to be here. How are you?
Good, good. Sorry you can't be here on more of a happier note. You know, what have you heard with the latest of this Manchester bombing of the Ariana Grande concert?
I have the same information as you do. The 22 dead, the 59 injured, and those numbers throughout the day, I'm sure, will change. A horrific incident, and this tragedy by a terrorist who sought specifically this evil end here by targeting these young kids, these young children, at this concert because they knew that these kids would be there watching the show. And it's you know, it's something that as I talk today with reporters, you know, the radio show isn't the only thing I do. You know, I have a blog and podcast, and I do, you know, several different things throughout the day. And I'm just wondering, as we are in journalism, on talk radio, and just people in general, like, how do we, can we compartmentalize these things that we deal with on a daily basis, and do are we able to kind of find ways to deal with some of the news? Can we? And I had a friend ask me this earlier yesterday. How do you stay so optimistic when everything seems so hopeless? So that's kind of the answer or the question that I'm trying to help folks answer today.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, how do you? It's you know, we don't want to look scared. You know, I mean, we don't want to look like I guess, did President Trump tweet that they were losers as opposed to using the term monsters? You know, because we don't want them to we want them to be scared of us. You know, we don't want to look like we're running in terror. Like, unfortunately, people have to every time these horrific, you know, bombings happen. But, you know, how should we? I don't know. You know, what have you been telling your listeners and, you know, the American public today?
Well, there's a couple of different things. You know, news consumption has really changed drastically over the last few years. And I had talked with a great guy, Father Robert Sirico, who is a priest. He's you've probably seen him on Fox News quite a bit as a contributor there locally here. He was in studio with me last week. We were just talking about news and how things have changed, specifically in this climate, in politics, and how we all consume these things. And he said, you know, it's funny. Used to be you'd get a newspaper. Maybe you got two newspapers a day at the most. But you had time to sit, read the news, meditate on it, chew it a bit, and really kind of dig through and think through these issues. Nowadays, we're not. We're in a fight or flight mode, response, reaction. This is a very primitive a way that we've been wired. These are all gifts we have as human beings that we needed back in the old days to be able to react and respond to threats. Nowadays, everything is a threat. There is a breaking news announcement. There is a siren, a beacon, an alert for something. Almost every few minutes, if you watch any of the cable news networks, and a lot of these things are built to keep us kind of in this state and to keep us watching the news. So we have to realize, number one, anything that we're consuming, number one, is entertainment. It really is. It's made for entertainment purposes. It has to entertain. It has to entertain and inform, maybe inform secondly. So you need to be kind of, I guess, aware and conscious of what those things are and what they're specifically meant to do. Secondly, Dr. Guy, I would say self-awareness is key here. We have to really be aware of ourselves and how we feel when we're taking on this content. Because, hey, bottom line is, it's good to stay informed. It's good to be in the know. We need to be abreast of these issues, and we really do need to be well-informed individuals and as citizens. I think that's what builds a better country. But, you know, how do you stop it from overcoming you and making you overwhelmed? It really starts with being self-aware. Where are you? How do you feel when you're watching? Do you start to feel more negative? Isn't that even affect you when you're scrolling through Facebook or Twitter, et cetera, and you see these negative news? And thirdly, I would say that it's good to consume these things, but also you need to think about, as you're consuming some of these negative news, some of these stories and some of the negativity, look for the good. Because, you know, this is crazy, but it's true. It's a biblical principle, even if you think about it. The Bible says, seek and you shall find. And matter of fact, there is you probably know about this. This is a scientific thing, too. It's called the reticular activating system. The RAS is built into the brain. If you've ever bought a new car, and you never saw those cars on the road until you bought that new car, then you started seeing them everywhere, you know that this actually works. It's called the reticular activating system. So your brain seeks out these patterns and will find these patterns. So seek and you shall find. When you look for the good and you start filling your daily news consumption and the things that go into your brain with some of the good stuff, you will help yourself find hope and find faith throughout. Because there are good things that are happening out in the world today. You know, this act that happened yesterday, the consul would have heard of until yesterday, it's only one small piece of the pie. Yet again, as I said, we need to stay on top of things and aware so that we are not uninformed as individuals.
Exactly.
So it's a delicate balance.
For those who are joining us, we're talking to media personality Justin Barclay, who's also news anchor WOOD Michigan Live. You know, fake news is always coming up in the news. And that's really difficult for you and I, who are journalists. News stories come up, and unfortunately for what happened with Manchester, that's the only time we sometimes will get some articles that don't have political slants to it, until finally, about a day or two later, that's when the liberal media or the conservative media decide to kind of put, you know, at the end, like an opinion or editorial or, how do you deal with the fake news that comes across your desk every day?
So for every person listening, and specifically because I'm, you and I are in the media, and we've kind of been entrenched in this, right?
Right.
The reality is that every piece, that you read or every report that you hear is done by a human. And as human beings, look, we're not perfect. We have biases, and we're all going to have, right? So know that and understand that when you're reading something or when you're seeing something come across, usually there is a reason for it. They start with a reason why they're putting this information out there. Now, just because you may have data doesn't mean the data tells the true story. There's oftentimes more to that. And as I mentioned earlier, time to meditate, time to reflect, time to really chew these things up. There is what these things mean, and then there is the data itself. So just because we have data that could suggest something may be the case doesn't mean that you're really looking at the truth. So trusted sources, and also the ability to take a step back and really do some critical thinking, I think is important in those cases, especially when we're looking at fake news. I mean, bottom line, we're always being manipulated in some way. That's just the nature of marketing and the business. That's the world that we live in.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think? I mean, how should we – I don't want to say go back to the olden days, because there was still yellow journalism and there were still slants, you know, what the media
sure.
wanted,
yeah.
they told you. But it wasn't this bad. I mean, how do we go back to just, a news station that just basically Walter Cronkite's the news for us? Is it beyond – repair, because there's money to be made in media, and there's advertising, and there's jobs, and it's a huge industry. I mean, for me, if we went back to the olden days, I probably wouldn't have a job, because I give my opinion.
I actually talk about this quite a bit on my blog at justinbarclay.com. I talk about creating freedom, and ever since I lost my dream job back in 2012, I've created this freedom lifestyle that I live. And, I work about an hour or so a day, maybe a little bit more, and that's about all I do. And I really, I got to tell you that the freedom in this is in the choices that we have. And as technology, I mean, we're in a new time, Dr. Dahlia, this. Anybody can have a radio show now. Mm-hmm. We can do it from our basements. I'm talking to you right now in my car. I just got my oil change.
Now, Justin, around. Listen, I love you. I love you, but your car, well, you've been cutting in and out. So you need a new car, because you didn't come in that clear. But that's not you. It's your car.
Oh, it might be. Maybe it's my phone. I apologize for that.
No worries.
My point is that you can do these things anywhere now. We are taking down the barriers. There are no longer gatekeepers anymore. It used to be if you wanted to work on the radio or write for newspapers, you had to. You had to knock on the door and demand these things. So I think that these choices actually bring more freedom.
Justin Barclay, find him on Twitter at Mr. Justin Barclay. Thank you again so much for coming on. Can't wait to have you back. Thank you.
Always a privilege.
All right, guys, we'll be right back. Don't go away. 1-877, Doc Dahlia.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Tuning in 1-877-DocDolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We say goodbye to Sir Roger Moore, actor Roger Moore, best known for playing James Bond in the 80s. Some of our favorite 007s, we've had obviously many 007s, Sean Connery, Pierce Brosnan, Daniel Craig. Roger Moore was, of course, one of the most iconic of, ones. And unfortunately, he passed at the age of 89 to cancer. We don't have any more details on what kind of cancer, but he died in Switzerland and is going to have a private funeral in Monaco in accordance to his wishes. So we'll keep you posted on that, Roger Moore. Now, I've been asked for a while now to talk about what happened with Dr. Ben Chung. Many of you have seen global headlines on this Las Vegas doctor who had been accused of drugging multiple female patients and recording sexual acts while he performed them. And medications he used allegedly for drugging the patients were Versed and ketamine. We use Versed many times in the ER. I've talked about using Versed to, help put a person kind of, you know, semi to sleep, so that I could, if they had a dislocated shoulder, I could put a shoulder back in, or if we had to pack, severe bleeding nose, we use Versed in the OR many times before we give propofol. There's a lot of, medical reasons for Versed. Ketamine, not used as commonly in a medical office, unfortunately that has an amnestic effect. And from what we understand, when his office was raided, they had found a jug of ketamine. And his case had been going on for the last few weeks. And yesterday, the clerk read off 11 guilty verdicts out of the 14 counts against him being reported by Fox 5 Vegas. If you want to read about it, go to fox5vegas.com. And, of course, the most serious accounts, the child pornography and all four sexual assault charges. They have resulted in convictions for Chung. So, the verdicts include child pornography, four charges, the counts of sexual assault, use of a drug to commit felony, battery with intent to commit sexual assault, attempted sexual assault, use of drug to commit felony, kidnapping. Apparently, one of them was a minor. Use of drug to commit felony, guilty. These were multiple counts, 14 of them, 11 he was found guilty. And the defense that he had used, for any of you following the case, was a Sleeping Beauty fetish. So I had been told that, Fox 5 had kind of streamed the case live, but, to much of the public, prior to any streaming, we didn't know what was going on. And when I had found out that he was using a Sleeping Beauty fetish, people asked what that was. And somnophilia, is where somebody has, is aroused by somebody who is asleep. And a Sleeping Beauty fetish that he had used as a defense was that he was role-playing with these victims, and they were people that he was romantically involved with. They were role-playing, and they were pretending to be asleep, which is why on video they looked asleep. And so it doesn't look like the jury bought it, and the majority of people, I don't think, would have, bought that. And, my concern is, why would ketamine be in the office, especially since ketamine produces an amnesia effect? Kind of like a roofie, if you will. And so, unfortunately, it was a sad case to watch because, the victims were being accused of being in a relationship with them, that this was, an affair, etc. And, I knew Dr. Ben Chung because I'm the one that hired him out of medical school. Dr. Ben Chung, I had hired. He was, from an employee standpoint, okay, up until the time we fired him, he showed up to work. We didn't call in. He saw his patients, and his patients loved him. His patients loved him. He was very likable. In medical school, the attendings liked him, etc. I was one of the visiting attendings who would oversee the residents. And so, when I wanted to hire him, he got great reviews. And he saw the patients. He kept, from what we saw, accurate records. And he was a good employee. And then what happened is police had come to the office saying they need to talk to him. They wouldn't go into detail with me because that was the employer. And he had eventually gotten a lawyer. And then from what we found out, the lawyer had come to the office saying, he's going to be arrested. He needs to post bail. So, again, we were shocked because technically what we were told is that he was seeing a patient. And this patient came in with her mother for, I believe, a conjunctivitis or some sort of, facial complaint. And in medical school, we've talked about this. In medical school, we were taught, when somebody comes in who could be, maybe at risk for, STDs or sexual assault, or we want to, we're performing a physical and we want to talk to them about some of their lifestyle issues and they will not, they don't feel comfortable talking in front of a parent. We were taught back then in the 90s, and earlier, ask, mom to leave the room. And then you could talk to the patient, and the patient would, you know, be able to feel a little bit more comfortable disclosing to you if, yeah, you know, maybe, you know, she does need to go on birth control, or maybe, you know, she is concerned about an STD, et cetera. And so usually the nurse, though, is still in the room, which was our policy. A nurse is always in the room. And so what happened is he didn't have a nurse in the room. He ordered the mom out. He would not bring a nurse in the room. And so he talked to the patient and interviewed the patient. And the patient had claimed that he had her undressed for a physical. And there was, I guess, according to the Nevada State Medical Board, we weren't aware of this. But later it was revealed that he had, you know, touched her inappropriately during that exam. So when he came back the next day after posting bail, he had patients at 8 a.m., et cetera. And we were like, look, we didn't know exactly what all the charges were and what was going on. So we said, look, you know, your nurse is there to protect you. Now, remember, this was of a time where, remember, the malpractice cases are really, really high, and there was a lot of he said, she said, and, you know, our policy was strictly in place for that reason. If you mess up, we have a nurse that could tell us. If you didn't mess up, we have a nurse that could defend you. The nurse is in the room. So that next morning at about 8 a.m., I go to check on him because I was always at work early. And he's with the first patient, and the nurse is in the room kind of nervous because we told her if she refuses to go into the room with the patient, that's her job. If she's not there to be with the doctor, she's fired. She goes, please don't fire me. And I go, well, why? What are you doing out here? You're supposed to be in the room. She said, he told me to leave or he wouldn't let me in. So I knock on the, can I go, why? Is it a male patient? Is it a female patient? You know, is he doing a prostate exam? Did the patient ask you to leave? She said, no, it's a female patient. And so I banged on that door. And he comes out and he yells, I don't need a chaperone. And I go, you want to know what? This isn't working out. I don't know what all this is about, but the fact that you won't bring a nurse in the room, which is policy, this won't work. And he goes, but I got patients to go. I'll see the rest of your patients. Now, many of his patients left, right, our office to go to him. I know they liked him. We didn't hear what ended up happening. Because the next part of our case was he had taken the chart of the patient who was originally in question, that he was originally charged for. So we contacted the police saying that our property was stolen because we're in charge of the charts, and we contacted the medical board. He brings back the chart, but he brings back the chart with a photocopy instead of an original on the note in question. And so, So something was up. So we contacted the medical board. The medical board looked at the chart, wrote things down. They appeared to be really involved. And then we never really heard. I guess the case was closed until years later we found out that this happened. And so, I've been asked, you know, how could, you know, somebody go through, you know, medical school and years of medical school and you know, be a predator? And, I've been asked multiple questions on, you know, how, you know, this could happen. And we're going to talk a little bit more in the next segment. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTORDALI, 1-877-DOCTORDALI.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
DocDahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we're talking about Dr. Ben Chung and the verdict. The jury has finally reached a verdict where yesterday they had convicted him of 11 counts, including child pornography, 4 sexual assault charges, and of the 14 counts against him. The 3 counts that he was found not guilty was open gross lewdness on one, open gross lewdness on another, and use of a drug to commit felony on another. but he was convicted of use of drugs to commit felony on one of the victims, as well as sexual assault, child pornography, and multiple other charges. And, you know, so I was talking about how, you know, we had hired him out of medical school, and, you know, the patients loved him. Patients were mad when we fired him back then in 2006. They were mad. They left. His wife was mad. His wife was such a sweetheart, Brenda, just an absolute sweetheart. She had been furious, obviously, with us for letting him go. You know, kind of accusing us of him being guilty until proven innocent. We didn't have knowledge of what, we knew there was a case. We didn't know what were all the charges and what was going on because, you know, when it's a minor, you know, the police would have talked to us. And so whatever information we got from Dr. Chung. And so that's why the day after, you know, he posted bail, he had patients the next day. Again, we didn't know what were the charges. We didn't know what was going on. And we were like, look, you know, in cases as a he said, she said, or whatever it is, you know, again, to protect you, to protect the patient, that's why the policy is in place for the nurse to be in the room. And when he ordered the nurse out of the room by about 8:15 or 8:20, again, I don't remember, it was about, you know, 11 years ago, we fired him that morning. And then I took over his patients for the rest of the day, and then many of his patients transferred with him. We didn't know, though, they transferred with him for a while, because we didn't think he was practicing for a while. We didn't know what happened with this. Nobody would tell us. We knew he wasn't being investigated, it's a minor, and you're in the loop, and you're, you know, out of the loop, you know, there's only so much you could do. So, you know, we talked to the police from our end when the chart was stolen. We talked to the medical board and, you know, it just shocked. Many of his doctors who knew him, who had trained with him, who trained in the same school as him. And it just, you know, just something didn't make sense. And, you know, the best of psychologists can be sometimes fooled by a predator. Now, what I was asked, which was a very interesting question, was could he have been, could he have been a quote-unquote rapist or planning these acts back then, or was this something acquired? And this is something that's always very difficult to answer because I don't know how anybody could get through medical school. We've talked about this before. How can anybody get through medical school, you know, with that type of mentality? Okay, medical school is extremely hard. It's extremely trying. And remember, that was when we were doing the 36-hour shifts. So for somebody to be evil and trying to get into medical school or trying to go through the motions just to be able to, you know, perform lewd acts or rape is very rare because there's no way you could get through. Plus, I mean, it would be caught. Okay, you know, whenever, you know, we were told in medical school, all right, you know, you got to go and do this, you got to go and do this, you got to go do this, you know, and you know, we're tired and it's extra work, you know, nobody sits there and goes, oh, yeah, I can't wait, you know, absolutely, I'll drain the abscess or I'll do this, you know, we're tired, we're overworked, and, you know, so if somebody was like, oh, yeah, the nurse doesn't have to address him, I'll address him, that would stand out like a sore thumb. So none of that I recalled happening. None of his staff or attendings or whatever recalled happening when, you know, he was in school. Again, I didn't go to school with him, though. I was already an attending. I was already grown up, I should say. And so, you know, I don't remember. I don't know, you know, was he flirting in class? Was he? I don't know. But the thing is, I mean, how many people are flirts? That doesn't mean they're going to be predators. So, from a psychology standpoint, psychological standpoint, I don't know if we'll ever know if, you know, when it went from, what year it went from, you know, I want to, you know, be a rapist or I could get away with this. Mental illness and mental disease, you know, and, you know, psychological diseases, they develop just like diabetes could and just like high blood pressure could, et cetera. And, you know, what's very frustrating about this is for somebody to get through medical school and go through all the trials and tribulations, you have to be psychologically sound. But the question is can somebody lose their, you know, can somebody start to deteriorate mentally after they get through medical school? and after they're in practice to the point that they're doing this. Now, we as you know, the general public and as patients, we don't want to think that can happen. We go to our doctors, we undress. I mean, that's why this is such an embarrassment to the medical community. I mean, this is something that should never, ever, ever happen. But it happened. Happened in the year 2017. I think this went back to 2015, 2016 with these cases. And so this is something that you would, you do not want to think that could happen. You know, cameras, now we're in a world where, you know, people can have cameras. I don't know what video equipment he used on these patients. I don't know where they were hidden. Was there a teddy bear in there? Was there a, I don't know what. But it's frightening to think that this could be going on, you know, in this day and age to people who are innocently going to the doctor. So, you know, we've talked about, you know, how to protect yourself. You know, one is inspect a room. Go ahead and inspect a room. You have every right to do that. You know, number two is if somebody does not allow a nurse to be in the room, okay, that's a huge red flag, huge red flag. Now, mind you, there's a lot of you out there that say you don't want an audience. You don't want another person in the room. And I get that. I understand that. I've you know, been there too. When I was delivering, or I don't know if I was delivering at the time, but when I was getting my cervix checked, when I was in labor, you know, there were some nursing students, and mind you, I love the nursing profession and I want people to learn, but when I was in pain and I was embarrassed, you know, because you're naked, I was like, I'm sorry guys, can it just be the medical provider? I just don't want any students in the room. You know, I had students in the room when I just had surgery in December, and I didn't mind the students being in the room, but can you wait till I was draped? Can you wait till I was covered? You know, and so, you know, we forget that, you know, there are some patients that actually do not want, you know, nurses in the room. I'm not saying in terms of these cases with the Ben Chung case, but I can't tell you how many times patients would say, you know, look, I'm getting a prostate exam. Does she have to be here? And I'm like, she's going to be taking notes. So what I would use is I would use the nurse to take notes. Now you have scribes, so scribes will be in the room, but it's starting to be commonplace where now it used to not be. You know, it used to be very optional in the 90s and the early 2000s, but now it's becoming commonplace that all the time there's a nurse in the room. Policies now throughout all these medical organizations is there is always a nurse in the room. And usually it's a female nurse. And, or there's always a witness or a scribe or somebody in there such that nobody could accuse the doctor of doing something, which unfortunately has happened many times. Now, you know, where, oh yeah, you know, I got a bill and, you know, he charged me, you know, for a breast exam. I didn't have to have a breast exam for breast cancer. You know, so how do you know if an assault happens or not? You have a witness in the room. And if the witness and the nurse says, you know, look, this is what he did. He examined the patient. There was no sex. There was no none of this. It helps protect the medical provider. And it helps protect the patient because somebody will most likely not do anything, you know, bad to you if there's somebody else in the room. So I would go with having the nurse in the room. I wouldn't ask them to leave. I know it's a tough, you know, thing to say. It's that I get that. But, you know, look, we're all medical professionals here. You know, and, you know, we all have bodies, and I understand about privacy, but, you know, we're living in a world now where, you know, that's one of your protections. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, don't go away.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
The The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.